Ivor Moores along very shortly with the all-important weather forecast. But first, it's time for our thought for the day. In the studio this morning is Martin Spettigue. Martin's a follower of Sri Chimnoy. Good morning.
Hello again, Mark, and hello again, everybody. Last Wednesday evening at King's College, Cambridge, my teacher, Sri Chimnoy, as a guest of the Dean, together with about 350 others, commemorated the 50th anniversary of the death of one of the college's most brilliant scholars. In 1879, the anglicised Dr. L. D. Ghosh brought his three sons from India to England for their upbringing and education. The youngest, Aurobindo, was just 7 years old. At St. Paul's School, London, he sailed through his classical and modern languages course so fast that it enabled him to spend much of his considerable spare time in reading literature and poetry. At King's, he came away with a first-class degree, having won the college's prizes in Greek, Latin verse, in just under 1 year. On his return home, he had a number of deep spiritual experiences. By 1926, he obtained his spiritual perfection and is now regarded as one of the great saints and spiritual masters of India. What makes Sri Aurobindo stand out from the other great yogis and mystics is the academic achievement and intellectual development he gained at Cambridge. Although from the East, his mind identified with the West. He had a passion for and a tremendous grasp of world poetry. He saw poetry as being integral to the development of the human spirit. And his vast intellect could look at any subject from a global point of view. As an Eastern yogi, he followed the tradition of having both mastered his senses and meditation. But these were coupled with his passion for poetry and literature. He saw how spirituality transcended politics and that the evolution of mankind is but a sketch on the canvas of existence. Of relevance to us today was Sri Aurobindo's recognition of our ability to make religious and spiritual progress while still being part of daily society. In other words, he showed us that we can use matter to transform matter, and it is our human spirit that can do that. Goodbye.